Back here at Petco Park, final score on this Tuesday evening in the middle game of this three-game series, the Phillies 4 and the Padres 3, as we welcome you into our Jamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show here on the Padres Radio Network. The Padres have dropped the first two games of this three-game series to the Philadelphia Phillies. Lot to do on our postgame coverage. We'll hear from Craig Stammen coming up in just a little bit. We'll also have all the radio highlights for you. Recap this game from start to finish. Full look at the out-of-town scoreboard and much, much more. As always, our postgame coverage brought to you by Jamul Casino Resort. Hey, player, with a top 100 spa, an epic rooftop pool, and Lux Hotel Suites. Jamul Casino Resort is the mini vacay you need. The player's place. Well, Randy Vasquez struggled early on in this outing. It was the same story in three consecutive innings, with Randy getting the first two outs of innings, then giving up a pretty critical, three pretty critical solo home runs in the early innings of this game. That gave the Phillies an early 3-0 lead. Phillies would get another run in the third to make it 4-0. So that was sort of the hill the Padres offense needed to climb in this game. They trailed 4-0 after three innings as Randy Vasquez gave up three home runs in the process. Padres would get a two-run home run from Manny Machado in the fourth inning, a solo home run from Ramon Laureano in the eighth inning, but that was it. Padres did get the tying and go-ahead runs on base in the eighth inning. Could not find a way to cash in, and then, trailing against Joan Duran in the ninth inning. That is not an easy scenario. He retires the side in order for the save in the ninth inning, but again, Randy Vasquez giving up four runs in three innings. After that, Randy was really solid. Bullpen once again really solid in this game, but the Padres ultimately only score three runs on five hits. They get the two home runs, and that was essentially it. All right, we'll step aside here on the Padres Radio Network. When we return, we'll get into our radio highlights, recap this game from start to finish, and we'll hear from Padres manager Craig Stammen coming up in just a little bit as well. Final score here today, Phillies 4 and the Padres 3. Our postgame coverage continues after this from Petco Park. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. Phillies win it 4-3. Phillies will go for a three-game sweep tomorrow here at Petco Park. We'll have more on tomorrow's game coming up in just a little bit. Padres will try to avoid a three-game sweep to wrap up what has been a very long nine-game homestand. Padres can no longer make it a series win here today. We'll see if they can find a way to win tomorrow's game before hitting the road for six to Washington and then playing the Phillies in a short amount of time. A second leg of that six-game road trip coming up in the early part of next week. So, a tough couple of days for the Padres here, certainly offensively. We'll hear from Craig Stammen coming up in just a little bit. But first, let's recap this one from start to finish.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Randy Vasquez took the mound for the Padres in the top of the first inning. He got the first two outs of the game, but then it was Bryce Harper.
Here's the 2-1. Harper rips it in the air, deep down the right field line towards the pole and gone. Little Petco porch home run for Bryce Harper. His 13th of the year, and with a very clean mouth, he will round the bases as the Phillies take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
Aaron Nola pitched a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first inning. In the second, Vasquez again got the first two outs of the frame, but then it was JT Realmuto.
Trailing in the bottom of the first, and now Realmuto sends one in the air down the left field line. That's a home run off the Orris sign, second balcony Western Metal. Got out in a hurry, just a rising line drive that kept on carrying, and Realmuto with his second home run of the year, 2-0 Philadelphia.
Nola then retired the side in order in the bottom half of the inning. In the top of the third, Vasquez again got the first two outs of the inning, but then it was Trey Turner.
It is the 1-1 pitch, hammered in the air, deep to left field. The pattern will continue off the top balcony of the Western Metal Building. And for the third consecutive inning, a two-out solo shot against Randy Vasquez. It's 3-0.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Phillies weren't done. Vasquez issued a two-out walk to Bryce Harper. Brandon Marsh singled. Alec Bohm then hit an RBI single to score Harper. It was 4-0 Philadelphia. Top of the fourth inning, Vasquez again retired the first two hitters of the inning, and then it was Edmundo Sosa.
0-1 pitch in the air to straightaway center field. It is deep. Merrill is back. He is at the wall. He leaps up and he made the catch. Jackson Merrill said this pattern must end. Hang a star for the Padres center fielder. Went up over the wall in center field and took one away from Edmundo Sosa. Unbelievable. Finally, a 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, it was nearly a foot away from being another inning where Randy got the first two outs of the frame and then gave up a two-out solo home run. But Jackson Merrill, a terrific catch in deep center, taking a home run away from Sosa, kept the game 4-0. Meanwhile, Aaron Nola had retired 11 in a row to begin the game against the Padres offense. Philly still leading 4-0 with two outs in the bottom half of the fourth. That's when Gavin Sheets hit a sharp ground ball to shortstop. Trey Turner couldn't field it cleanly. It was ruled a single for Sheets, the Padres' first hit of the night. It wasn't their only hit for long. Manny Machado was next.
To begin the night for Nola, Machado hits a line drive to deep left field. Gone! Just over the fence, and the Padres have cut the lead in half just like that. Ninth of the year for Machado, and it's 4-2.
So the Padres getting the home run from Manny. They trailed 4-2 at the end of five innings. Vasquez got the first two outs of the sixth inning. Bradley Rodriguez finished the inning. Vasquez would go 5 2/3 tonight, four runs given up on eight hits. Nola worked around a two-out single and a stolen base in a scoreless bottom of the sixth inning. Bradley Rodriguez pitched the scoreless top of the seventh, though Ryan Kirkering worked around a leadoff walk in the bottom half. Padres still trailed 4-2 going to the eighth inning. Phillies looked like they were poised to add on. They put two on with nobody out, then loaded the bases against Wandy Peralta, but Peralta did a good job getting out of the jam. No runs across. That sent this game to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Padres still down 4-2. Right-hander Brad Keller came on for the Phillies. Ramon Laureano led off.
This pitch hit in the air deep to left center field. Sosa and Crawford are back at the wall. Gonna go! Ramon Laureano hits his seventh of the year, and the Padres are within one. It's 4-3 here in the eighth.
So a 4-3 game. Laureano, the home run to make it a one-run affair. Fernando Tatis Jr. then reached on a one-out single that put the tying run on base, but then Keller got a pop out from Xander Bogaerts. Keller then walked Gavin Sheets. That put the tying and go-ahead runs on base for Manny Machado. Manny would ground out on a check swing against the very first pitch from Keller to end the inning. So the Padres still down by 1-4-3. Going to the ninth inning, Adrian Morejone came in the top of the ninth. He pitched the scoreless frame. So we went bottom nine. Padres still down 4-3. The very, very good right-handed closer for the Phillies, Joan Duran, came in for Philadelphia. Duran faced Miguel Andujar, got him to ground out. He faced Jackson Merrill, got him to strike out, and then Ty France struck out against Duran to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Duran, his second save in as many evenings, and that was that here tonight. Final score, Phillies 4 and the Padres 3. Padres trailing 4-0 after three innings tonight. They did get two back in the fourth inning, one back in the eighth inning, but it was not enough as they could not find a way to get that fourth run and win this game ultimately. Padres dropped to 31-23. Padres have dropped three in a row. The Phillies improved to 28-27, back above 500. Padres did have the two home runs in this game, but really, aside from that, not a whole lot more offense. Padres only had two at-bats tonight with runners in scoring position, 0-for-2 in those situations, and unfortunately, Randy Vasquez giving up the four runs early in this game on the three solo home runs and the RBI single to Bohm. He takes the loss today. He went 5 2/3, gave up four runs. Aaron Nola, the winning pitcher, he gave up the two runs on the Machado home run in six innings here tonight. So another tough one here tonight, another relatively quiet night for the Padres offense. Some of the struggles with runners in scoring position continue as well. And when we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Craig Stammen. That comes your way after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. Final score here tonight, Phillies 4 and the Padres 3. Padres will try to avoid a three-game sweep at the hands of the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow. A little Wednesday matinee for you. We'll talk more about that coming up in a little while. We'll hear from Craig Stammen in a moment as well. Look, no way around it. Another relatively quiet night for the Padres offense. Yeah, they did have the two home runs, one by Manny, the two-run shot, one by Ramon Laureano in the eighth inning, the solo shot to make it a one-run game, but Padres ultimately down 4-0 in this game after three innings, and they could not find a way to climb up the hill tonight and ultimately tie this game and go on to win it. Look, you look at the run totals for the Padres throughout this homestand. I'll read them to you. Let's begin with the Dodgers series. One run, that was a win. Four runs, no runs, seven runs, two runs, no runs, three runs. So you look at it. Let's just look at the last four games since the Saturday against the A's. I mean, you're looking at a grand total of five runs right now in a span of, you're looking at a grand total of seven runs right now in a span of four games. And again, some of the run totals on this homestand, a run, no runs, two runs, no runs, three runs. So aside from two games in this eight game homestand now, the Padres have scored three runs or less. So again, I think I kind of convoluted it there, but out of the eight games on this homestand, put it this way, the Padres have scored more than three runs. They've done that three times in the eight games. Three runs or more in the eight games. So, look, tough way to win when you're not scoring a whole lot. The Padres' issues with runners in scoring position continued in this game. Unfortunately, they are now 2-for-38 on this homestand that'll wrap up tomorrow, a nine-game homestand. 2-for-38 on this homestand with runners in scoring position, and 0-for their last 25 with runners in scoring position. Now, tonight I wouldn't say that runners in scoring position was the primary issue. The at-bats with runners in scoring position, really, they had the opportunity in the sixth inning with Sheets at the plate. They had the opportunity with Manny in the eighth inning with two runners on base. Those were the lone at-bats they had with runners in scoring position in this game. The bigger issue was that aside from the home runs, there just wasn't a ton of other offense. They had the first 11 in a row set down by Aaron Nola, then the single by Sheets, the home run by Manny. After that, they didn't have another base runner in there until there was two outs in the sixth inning. Couldn't find a way to score in that inning. Leadoff walk in the seventh, and then the home run by Laureano, a one-out single, a two-out walk in the eighth inning. That was it. I mean, that was all the offense here tonight for the Padres. Really no enormous rallies, no big innings. Did have the home runs. They help. They help. They can certainly help in get you right back in a game quickly, as Manny did in the fourth, and Laureano made it a one-run game in the eighth. But Padres offense unable to overcome the early four-run deficit. And again, Randy Vasquez, you know, sort of a weird outing for Randy. I mean, the first inning, second inning, and third, in each inning he got the first two outs of the inning and then gave up a solo home run. Harper in the first, Realmuto in the second, Turner in the third, and then in the fourth inning, he almost did it again, got two outs, and then gave up a home run. But Jackson Merrill robbed Edmundo Sosa of that home run. So it nearly was four innings in a row with the same exact pattern. But Merrill gave Vasquez a little help, robbed that home run in the fourth inning. And look, Randy in this game ultimately goes 5 2/3 innings, four runs given up. You know, you don't want to give up the home runs. You'd like to go a little deeper. I'm sure Randy would say that, but you know what? I mean, Randy kept him around in this game after what was a really rocky start through three innings, and gave the Padres an offense, offense a chance to overcome the deficit. Could not do it here tonight. All right, with all that in mind, let's go downstairs and hear some post-game reaction from Craig Stammen.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres skipper Craig Stammen, served up by Sin Lee Food. If you've had better chicken, you must be a rooster.
To be down by four early and then get within one, was it kind of just a sense of too little, too late for you guys tonight?
Yeah, we battled. battled the whole game. It's always tough when you get down early, especially when they, you know, hit home runs. It takes a little bit of momentum away from us. But we fought and hung in there. Manny's home run was a big one, gave us a chance, and, you know, had a little bit of a rally there going in the eighth inning and just couldn't punch through.
Solo shots aren't normally something that are going to kill you, but for there to be three of them and then with the two outs, what did you make of that?
Yeah, all their runs came with two outs. You know, as for a pitcher, that's a little demoralizing. Randy hung in there after that and gave us a couple scoreless innings. You know, helped our bullpen out. Outside of the two outs, he was pretty good. But with two outs, he kind of struggled.
I was going to ask you about that, how frustrating that is. I mean, that's something Randy has been better at.
It's usually something that he's really good at. And, you know, he was better at it later in the game. It was just, you know, the solo shots and then, you know, it's natural. You give up some home runs. You don't want to give up another one. You walk the next guy, and then sooner or later that guy comes around on a C&I single up the middle. So part of pitching, it's not easy. It's tough, especially against a team like that. It's got a great lineup. Anybody in their lineup can do some damage. So he fought hard, you know, kept stuck with it. You know, very proud of how Randy finished the game.
It's another game where you guys did a bunch of other stuff really well, including your defense, if you could speak to that.
Yeah, we played our tails off. It was awesome defense, made a lot of great plays, kept us in the game. You know, we did everything, you know, in the game that we could have done to stick with them, you know, outside of getting that big hit in the eighth inning. So, you know, proud of how the ball club played tonight. We didn't get a win, but we're playing it the right way. They're showing up every day. They showed up with a lot of energy in the dugout today. Feel good about us going forward.
What are you seeing out of Jackson's at-bats right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to what we've kind of talked about all year. He's just a little bit over-aggressive, probably. And, you know, it's one of those situations where, like, I'm going to be really stingy right here. Then he takes one down the middle. And then the next one, he swings that in the dirt, you know. And it's don't swing. And then all of a sudden you're swinging. You know, he's working his butt off, you know, behind the scenes to try to get better at that, to fix that, work on his swing and work on his swing decisions. But at the moment, he's having a tough time.
For him to kind of do what he's done defensively this year, he obviously made that play in the center. Despite how pronounced the struggles have been offensively, what does that say?
Yeah, he's had a great season other than hitting. You know, he's played great defense and he's ran the base really well. I think he's 10 for 10 in steals, and it's his third or fourth home run robbery. We feel really good with him playing center field, and, you know, we believe it's just a matter of time before he starts, you know, getting swinging with a hot bat, you know, and he's just struggling right now, but we're behind him and we got his back.
That was Padres manager Craig Stammen. Following this 4-3 loss to the Phillies on this Tuesday evening, Sam Levitt back with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park. Our post-game coverage brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. The players' place, just because Craig got asked about Jackson there at the end. You know, yeah, look, it has been a struggle for Jackson, especially as of late. You know, he had a few nice games to begin the month of May where it looked like he was starting to come around a little bit. But you go back to May 6th, it's kind of the date I'm circling here. He did have a double on that day. But since May 6th, now a span of 17 games, Jackson's hitting 102 in that span with three doubles, no home runs, eight RBIs in that span. But again, 102 in a span of 17 games. So look, there's no way around it. It's been a tough go for Jackson in the early part of this season. The batting average is down to 194. A lot of swing and miss, unfortunately, for Jackson right now. And you hope he comes out of it soon. You know, to Craig's point there and the question in the press conference, look, it has not affected his defense, which is a really good thing for a young player. It has not affected his defense at all. I mean, he has got remarkably good at robbing home runs, at timing his leaps. He did it again here tonight. And for somebody that didn't play center field until a few years ago, he's got really good at that. He really has made a big play in this game. Hey, look, you know, what ultimately ends up being a one-run game, the fact that Merrill went up and robbed a home run and prevented the Phillies from getting yet another run to make it a 5-0 game, that was really big. It really was. Padres had a chance to win this one, and had they come all the way back, you would have looked at that play from Merrill, I think, in a really positive light. You still do, but it would have been really, really important to keep the Phillies at four runs. But no way around it. Offensively, it's not going great right now for Jackson as he tries to figure this out and come out of it. Again, positive tonight as far as some of the struggling bats. Manny Machado did hit a home run. Look, you know, the good thing with Manny, despite the average and some of the other offensive numbers, look, 173, it's not where he would want to be as we head towards June, obviously. You know, the good thing with Manny, I guess, is this. He is giving you home runs. I mean, he does hit a home run, you know, periodically. He's got 9 on the season now. So, you know, he is hitting home runs, which is good, which is hopefully a sign of things to come for Manny. You know, Fernando got on base again today. That's now a 10-game on-base streak for Fernando. So, look, there were, I know nobody wants to hear it out there, there were some things to pull offensively that hopefully are, is a sign of the collective, the unit, you know, kind of breaking out of it here, you know, in what's kind of been a collective slump. Certainly this homestand for the most part, but also you zoom out a little bit, the first third of the season, obviously from an offensive standpoint, especially from, you know, some of the star players, has not been what you want, what certainly they expect. We'll see if Manny can keep it going tomorrow, if Jackson can snap out of it a little bit tomorrow. But obviously, a tough one again here tonight as the Padres only score 3 runs on 5 hits. I guess that's one of the frustrating parts about this series so far, is it's not like the Padres pitching staff is just getting totally beat up by the Phillies. I mean, the Phillies scored 3 runs on 3 hits last night. They scored 4 runs on 9 hits here tonight. I mean, 3 runs, 4 runs, those are not insurmountable opposing run totals. So Padres pitching continues to do a good job. Bullpen again tonight was fantastic. I mean, you know, I will say this, and I talked about it with Craig Stammen a little bit earlier today. I mean, look, this Padre bullpen, it has been so good. And it's not just the leverage group. It's not just Miller and Morahone and Estrada and Adam. I mean, it's everybody. It's Bradley Rodriguez for the most part. Yuki Matsui hasn't given up a run. You know, Wandy's been pretty good. You know, I mean, look, Wandy Peralta has a 2.13 ERA. Bradley has a 1.69, you know. I mean, Matsui hasn't given up a run. It's everybody. I mean, so look, the bullpen continues to do a really good job, even when this team is trailing, at keeping them right in the game. But unfortunately, not enough here tonight as the Padres fall 4-3. All right, let's step aside. When we come back, we'll get to much, much more. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call. Phillies win it here tonight, 4-3. Our postgame coverage continues after this. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. Final score here today, Phillies 4 and the Padres 3. Padres, unfortunately, have dropped 3 games in a row. Final game of this 3-game series tomorrow against the Phillies. First pitch tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. Our pregame coverage will begin at 12:10. Now, look, I have mentioned Padres trying to salvage this series finale, homestand finale tomorrow. I should tell you, it ain't gonna be easy because the Padres have to face, one of the best starting pitchers in baseball right now. That is Phillies left-hander Christopher Sanchez. And let me read you the numbers here in May for Christopher Sanchez, okay? 4 starts. Sanchez has not allowed a run in 32 innings. He's allowed 19 hits. He struck out 36 in the 32 innings, walked 3. So no runs allowed in 32 innings, his last 4 starts. And he has strikeout games of 10 and 13 in that span. And overall this season, the ERA is 1.62. So he's been very good even before the month of May. So this is not going to be easy for the Padres tomorrow, but doesn't mean you can't go out and beat a really, really good starting pitcher. But just so you know, that's what awaits the Padres tomorrow in a Wednesday matinee. Let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, brought to you by San Diego criminal defense attorney David P. Shapiro. We help good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Learn more at davidpshapirolaw.com.
Relief pitcher of the game here tonight. We'll hand it to How about Bradley Rodriguez? Really nice job for Bradley. Keep it on the Padres side of things. Came in the sixth inning with an inherited runner. Quick ground out from Justin Crawford to end the inning. Then came back out for the seventh inning. Kept it a two-run game. 1-2-3 seventh inning. So Bradley Rodriguez continues what's been a really good season. Inning and a third scoreless today. He is today's relief pitcher of the game. Wandy Peralta, Adrian Morejon, also very good out of the bullpen. A scoreless inning for both. Kept the Padres right in this one. Let's take a look at the Padres' heart of the order.
Let's take the pulse of the Padres and check in on the Heart of the Order, presented by Palomar Health, the official healthcare provider of 97.3 The Fan. Palomar Health, leading with heart for every patient. Palomar Health is reimagining healthcare.
Well, certainly some nice moments for the Heart of the Order here tonight. Gavin Sheets had the Padres' first hit of the day in the fourth inning. Right after that, Manny Machado hit the home run, two-run shot, his ninth of the season. Miguel Andujar was 0-for-4, so unfortunately he continues to struggle a little bit as of late. But that's a look at what Sheets did. The three-hitter, Machado, the cleanup hitter, Andujar, the five-hole hitter. That's what they did tonight, a combined 2-for-10 with the home run and the two RBIs from Manny. And that's a look at what the Padres' heart of the order did in this 4-3 loss against the Phillies. When we return, we'll have a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll have today's play of the game, wrap things up, get ready for the final game of this series and homestand tomorrow. That comes your way after these words. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as the Padres fall here tonight by a final score of 4-3, the final game of this series tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk one more time about tomorrow's game coming up in just a little bit. But first, let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard, presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
Everything has gone final around Major League Baseball tonight. Nationals beat the Guardians today 6-3 in Cleveland. James Wood, his 15th home run of the season in that one. The Orioles beat the Rays 6-1 in Baltimore. Samuel Basayo, 8th home run of the season in that game for the Orioles. Angels beat the Tigers 10-6 in Detroit. Vaughn Grissom, a go-ahead grand slam in the 8th inning in that one. The Pirates beat up on the Cubs 12-1 in Pittsburgh. The Cubs have now lost 10 games in a row as they fall in Pittsburgh today. Braves beat the Red Sox 7-6 at Fenway. Matt Olson, Michael Harris, the second hit home runs in that one. Blue Jays beat the Marlins 8-1 in Toronto. Reds beat the Mets 7-2 in New York. Mets have now lost 5 in a row. Twins beat the White Sox 5-3 in 11, but Munetaka Murakami hit his American League leading 19th home run for the White Sox in that one. Yankees beat up on the Royals 15-1 in Kansas City. 15 runs on 24 hits for the Yanks. They hit 5 home runs in that game. Rangers beat the Astros after getting no hit last night, 10-7. Jock Peterson, Evan Carter hit home runs in that one. Texas snapping a 4-game skid. Dodgers beat up on the Rockies 15-6 in L.A. Diamondbacks beat the Giants in San Francisco 7-5. And the Mariners beat the A's 4-1 in Sacramento. And that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday evening. Again, the final score here tonight, Phillies 4, Padres 3. Let's hear tonight's play of the game.
One bounce, one hit, one pitch can be the difference between victory and defeat. What was the most important play in today's game? This is today's play of the game. Presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating and Air, Restoration and Flood. We know how.
Vasquez kicks and fires, and a ground ball off the mound, up the middle, into center, and a base hit. Harper rounding third on his way. The throw will go to second base. It's an RBI single for Alec Bohm, and the Philly lead is now 4-0.
That's our play of the game here tonight. Alec Bohm, the RBI single in the third, kind of had to be that way because that ended up being the game-deciding run. Bohm, the RBI single to make it 4-0. That was after Trey Turner hit the Phillies' third home run of the game, the third straight inning where the Phillies were retired the first two in the inning and then hit a two-out home run against Randy Vasquez. But Bohm's RBI single, look, it made it 4-0. And that fourth run ended up being absolutely critical in this game because the Padres would get within one with the Laureano home run in the eighth inning, but they could never get that elusive fourth run to tie the game. So, unfortunately, for that reason, that is tonight's play of the game. All right, looking ahead to tomorrow, the final game of this three-game series between the Padres and the Phillies, wrapping up a nine-game homestand here at Petco Park. First pitch tomorrow at 1:10 p.m., our EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show will begin at 12:10. Left-hander Christopher Sanchez, we talked about his numbers earlier. He is really, really good. He's been terrific. Not giving up a run in the month of May. So a tough customer on the mound for the Phillies tomorrow. Right-hander Walker Buehler on the mound for the Padres. And again, first pitch tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. Our pregame coverage will begin from the loft inside the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park at 12:10. And as always, if you're in the stadium tomorrow, if you're here early, you can always come say hello to me inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building. Always a great time in here, a great place to enjoy your drinks and your food before the game, during the game. Hey, they even let you stay for a little while after the game, just so you know. So great place to come hang out. And if you want to swing by, say hello to me, feel free. Would love to see you tomorrow for the final game of this nine-game homestand before the Padres embark on a six-game road trip to Washington and Philadelphia. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage here tonight, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well. Taking a look at the final totals here tonight for the Phillies, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left on 7. For the Padres, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left on 4. Winning pitcher tonight, Aaron Nola, who improves to 3-4. Losing pitcher was Randy Vasquez, who drops to 5-3. And the save goes to Joan Duran, who picks up his 11th save of the season, his second in as many nights in this series. Time of game, 2 hours, 38 minutes in the crowd. Out here at Petco Park, 40,399, the 25th sellout of 2026 here in downtown San Diego. Once again, first pitch tomorrow at 1:10. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:10. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Jeff Hamby, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and good night from Petco Park. Again, the final score here tonight, the San Diego Padres fall 4-3 to the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.